Those with ears to hear know that an abomination took place in March of 1997, exactly 3.5 years after the 7-year peace and safety agreement with Israel was signed. In 70 AD, the Roman army surrounded Jerusalem, and in March of 1997, the nations of the earth arraigned themselves against Israel over the issue of Jerusalem. And secondly, in opposing the sovereign right of the Jewish people to build houses at Har Homa in their own holy city, the people who claimed to know Messiah, the Christians, joined themselves to the nation of Islam in opposing Israel's sovereign right to Jerusalem and to the Temple Mount. The issue of the right of the nation of Israel in regard to Jerusalem is determined by the Word of God and not by the word of men. Another fact which should be considered is that when a nation is viciously attacked, its very life is at stake. If in the process of defending itself against its enemies, the country expands its own territory, what is the historical precedent to insist that nation must give back what was won when it was attacked? Israel was attacked. Israel won this war against all odds. Israel was outnumbered and outgunned 15-1. Israel won this war by the grace of God Almighty. In a war in which it had been attacked, the Vatican and the United Nations have long expressed the view that Jerusalem does not belong to the Jews and is not the sovereign capital of the nation of Israel. They believe that the city of Jerusalem is unique in all the earth and that its ownership should be mutually shared by Jews, Muslims, and Christians. The Pope and the Jesuits think that Jerusalem should become an international city in which the Pope maintains the peace between the Jews and the Muslims. And while this may sound like a good resolution to the present conflict, it is opposed by the Word of God. It flies directly in the face. And His fury is going to come up in His face over this and what's going to happen in the mountains of Israel. If Jerusalem were made an international city, it would represent the joining of the three world religions of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam in a manner that is not biblical or honoring to the one true God. There is only one who is able to make peace and bring reconciliation and healing to the nations. The issue of the rights of the nation of Israel in regard to Jerusalem is determined by the Word of God and not by the word or ideas of man. As we have seen about Rosh Hashanah 2001, the 9/11 World Trade Center Pentagon horror and tragedy started the destruction of America. It was used to rapidly advance the Antichrist UN ungodly tyrannical laws, removing basic freedoms and human rights. And these Antichrist laws, called anti-terrorist laws, were being pushed through not only the American Congress without the lawmakers being allowed to read the laws they were ordered to pass, but they were also passed in the same way at the same time without being allowed to be read at the same time by the other used to be free nations of the world. Yes, at the same time, in the same way, the same Antichrist ungodly laws were passed in the 15 used to be free nations of Europe and Australia and New Zealand. It may be called anti-terrorism, but really it is the Antichrist war on the saints. Real Christians are a terror to the rest of the ungodly Antichrist world, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, brethren, which to them is an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. The rise of the Antichrist world government, economic, and religious system quickly came into focus, and we are going to soon see this fulfillment of Isaiah 17, where we will witness the total destruction of Damascus, Syria. And this is when everyone will be forced to recognize that we are in the great tribulation. The covenant of death will be disannulled, and I think it's safe to say that it is fulfilled. Now, we also know that we need to keep an eye on Turkey. Turkey is Tagarma. When we see Turkey's relationship with Israel going south and Turkey turning strongly against Israel and stopping all of its friendly relations with Israel and aligning again with the Russian-led Confederacy of Arab States, then we know it's right at the door. Now this war will start, according to Ezekiel chapter 9, this war will start at about 3 p.m. on the Temple Mount. There's going to be a tremendous bloody incident at the Temple Mount at about 3 p.m. in the afternoon, Israel time. And this war will have gone nuclear before the next morning. The scriptures are very clear that Damascus will be totally destroyed. Russia has a mutual defense treaty with Syria. Almost simultaneously, Russia will launch strategic nuclear strikes on America. The Russian nuclear submarines have been positioned to strike the east and west coasts of the United States for quite some time now. Henry Gruber has seen these visions. A.A. Allen has seen these visions. Many people have seen these visions. Dmitry Dudiman. Look carefully at Ezekiel 38:10-13, because it proves that this war in Israel also marks the destruction of America by Russia. Ezekiel 38:10-12. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil, and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. Notice that this great destruction by Russia occurs at the same time. The proof that this is America is the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, and having neither bars nor gates. The absolute proof is the cattle. But we see how America has been disarming while Russia has been arming to the teeth strategically. There are no cattle in Israel. That is the absolute proof, the cattle in verse 12, because there are no cattle in Israel, that it is America that's referred to there. There is no place other than America which could fit this detailed description, which will be destroyed at the same time. The world will be in shock. Verse 13 of Ezekiel 38 tells us that the world will be asking this dumb question of Russia when Russia nukes America. Art thou come to take a spoil? Hast thou gathered thy company to take a prey? To carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, and to take a great spoil? This is a sad commentary, brethren, on how dumbed down people have become through sin and passivity and the failure to read and pay attention to the Word of God. For those still clinging to a pre-trib rapture denial and delusion, shake yourself. Look at John chapter 6. Four times you will find Yeshua telling us that the resurrection is at the last day. You can't have a rapture without the resurrection, because the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up. The resurrection is at the last day. So is the rapture. Paul reiterates it clearly in 1 Corinthians 15:51-52. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. How many first resurrections can there be? Revelation 26 says, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. It is the Lord. It is Yeshua, Jesus, the Son of the living God. He is the way, the truth, and the life. The fact is, we all know in part, and we all prophesy in part. I simply say, repent. The judgment of God is coming soon. It will hit the church first, as judgment begins with the house of God. Repent, and seek the Lord while he may yet be found. Isaiah 30:15. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. And you would not. Don't be one of those who would not. Are you going to continue in a pre-trib, la-la land delusion, denial and presumption? The Lord is calling all. The time is very late. We have to prepare for great tribulation. Well, what's the preparation? Faith. Faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Look at Isaiah 58 and Matthew 25. Two good chapters to give direction for how we should be doing in this time. Don't be one of those who would not. The die is cast. Brethren, we're not going to turn this thing around. We have to understand the burden of the Lord and not be going against the burden of the Lord. We're going to see more and more abominations until the end. And then at the end of salvation history, the final abomination of desolation will take place. And how many are going to cheer the Antichrist when he stops the oblation altar? It is amazing that these things are happening, and we see them happening, and the vast majority are in total darkness regarding these things. But it is so important to recognize that those who will be sealed with the mark of God upon their foreheads, according to Ezekiel 9 and also Revelation 7:2 and Revelation 7:9, are those who sigh and cry for all the abominations done in the midst of Jerusalem. It is unbelievably sad how few who claim to know Jesus Christ, Yeshua the Messiah, even know that any abominations have been done in the midst of Jerusalem. Let us be the ones to sound the shofar of alarm. It will begin at the sanctuary, and only those who have been sealed with the mark of God in their forehead will be spared in this slaughter. Ezekiel chapter 9, verses 5 through 11, and to the others he said in mine hearing, go ye after him through the city and smite. Let not your eye spare, neither have ye pity. Slay utterly old and young, both maids and little children and women, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. Then they began at the ancient men which were before the house. And he said unto them, defile the house, and fill the courts with the slain. Go ye forth. And they went forth, and slew in the city. And it came to pass, while they were slaying them, I was left, and I fell upon my face, and cried, and said, ah, Lord God, wilt thou destroy all the residue of Israel in the pouring out of thy fury upon Jerusalem? Then said he unto me, the iniquity of the house of Israel and Judah is exceeding great, and the land is full of blood, and the city full of perverseness. For they say, the Lord hath forsaken the earth, and the Lord seeth not. As for me also, mine eye shall not spare, neither will I have pity, but I will recompense their way upon their head. And behold, the man clothed with linen, which had the inkhorn by his side, reported the matter, saying, I have done as thou hast commanded me. It will begin at the Temple Mount. There will be a great slaughter, beginning in the afternoon at the Temple Mount, and then very quickly we'll see a literal fulfillment of Isaiah 17:1 and Amos chapter 1, the burden of Damascus. Behold, Damascus is taken away from being a city, and it shall be a ruinous heap. Israel will very soon, after this slaughter begins at the Temple Mount, totally destroy Damascus. And many news reports have disclosed that Israel is prepared to use nuclear weapons in this coming war. It is the Lord. It is Yeshua, Jesus, the Son of the living God. Being in him, he is our rock. There's no place to run, but thank God we have a place to hide. We have the rock of salvation, the rock of Yeshua. He is the way, the truth, and the life. The fact is, we all know in part, and we all prophesy in part, and all we can say is repent. and the judgment of God is coming soon. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved. Rest. Hallelujah. In returning and rest shall ye be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. And ye would not. Don't be one of those who would not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua.